Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 306 of the Classic Elite Podcast. My name is Scott. Kevin is joining me. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, not much. How are you? I keep fucking that up.
That's okay.
Never know. I don't like introducing myself or being introduced. I just like appearing. Hello.
Okay, I will no longer.
No. It's cool to do because that's the flow. I'm just bad at it. I suck at life.
I'll surprise you next week. I'll try.
I had to like shake everyone's hand in the room when they're like, "Hi, everyone. This is Kevin." I'm like, "Hi, hi, 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 hi." It sucks. I don't know how to react. And I just stand in the corner and just like thrust my head to the not music that's happening.
Okay, so I got an international question for you.
Word.
We were joking around about chugging Coca-Cola before we started recording. Yeah. And Kaiser in the chat says something about chugging a 3 liter of Coke.
Now, 3 liter?
Do they sell that size in Canada?
I think it's 2.5 liters.
Okay, and in the States, we have, most of the time, it's just 2 liters. But what's weird is it wasn't until I got to high school where they made us do...
Or is it 2 liters? Shit, now you have me questioning my life.
Okay.
I never actually paid attention to the bottles.
But there's a brand called Faygo, which is like a discount brand.
Easy.
And
only they can see that word.
I was like, what are you talking about? Faygo's fine. But they sell it in 3 liters. And it always like stood out to me. It's 3. So Kaiser, since you're in Australia, is 3 liters is the size, a common size? I don't know.
I have to check here. I've never actually really paid attention. And I know this. It's like one of those things. Like, what color is ketchup? Red or is it green? And you're like, I thought it was red until you said green. Now I'm second guessing my whole life.
Did they do the green thing when...
Purple ketchup and all that?
Yeah, we had... Yeah. Yeah, there was purple, too, wasn't there?
Yeah.
I couldn't get past it. Visually, it just messed me up. It tasted the same, but... Not for me. I was not down with the colored ketchup. So, we haven't had 3-liter bottles since 1999. But they did have them. That's interesting.
I'll check upstairs after, see which ones I have. You guys don't have milk in bags, though, right? That, like, blows your mind? You have, like, a... Okay, there we go.
Holy shit, what?
Milk and bags.
Well, I like at a restaurant, maybe, if you're like filling up like a vending machine. You mean like for home?
Yeah.
What do you do with it when you get home?
I pour it on myself like, what's that movie called? Flashdance.
Oh, yeah. You're a maniac, Kevin.
Yeah, that always blows like, Americans' minds.
So do you take it out of the bag and put it in a jar or something? And then
No. It's like, it's a bag.
Yeah.
Think of it like a bag.
Yeah.
We good so far?
I love this.
Let me know when you want me to slow down.
I've seen bags, but...
And within this bag, there are 3 little bags. All right? You're with me so far?
There's
bags.
We got bags and bags.
And bags.
Okay.
So we open up the main bag.
Okay.
Take out a bag. Put that bag in a milk container. Cut the corner of the bag, and then you got milk.
So there is a container you put it in.
Yeah, we're not like flopping like a boob trying to figure out how to.
Picturing like,
I know all Americans picture that whenever I tell them about this bag of milk.
It seems like a waste of plastic. Although it's delivered to me in plastic, so I guess it.
Don't you guys have like boxes too, where you can like seal up and fold? We have those too. But,
yes.
And it's like you open it up and there's like dry milk on the crust.
They've started. They do have the cartons that are made out of cardboard, but do have a screw cap now.
Yeah.
So.
Screw you.
Wait for it, bagged.
All right, I'm going to take a photo of my milk bag after and send it to you.
Don't do that. I don't want your wife
Which is the weirdest thing
you.
I've ever sent to anybody.
I don't, no dick pics, please. So we're a video game podcast. So we're going to talk about video games here. But Kevin, shout out to the Paranerds podcast. Used to start off your show with, I just hit the lower button on my chair on accident with my heel.
Oh, you found a hole.
But you,
you really
the,
I pulled out the mic with my head. We're good at this.
Okay. But on your show, you would do new game releases. So there is something to talk about this week.
There is. So, for this week, or I don't know if it's last week. No, not last week, nothing happened. We're going to talk about Terminator Resistance for an hour.
Dude, I did actually, I did rewatch Terminator 1 and 2 since our last podcast.
Oh, really? I watched the first one like last month. It's really good.
It holds up way better than I remember it holding up. I remember the first time watching it being like, 2 is so much better.
Was T2 the one with the fucking crazy ass playground scene where she's like,
yeah, she where she's up on the fence?
Holy, I don't remember that at all as a kid. Watching it now, I was like,
That movie, I was so embarrassed. It was second grade and I was at a sleepover and that was the movie. And it was so scary to me.
It's still traumatizing.
Blades, like the blades like going through the mouths. I was so embarrassed that I didn't want to look at the TV.
Of Terminator?
Yeah, because I was at a sleepover with all the other second graders.
So the part that scared me was when he did the thing through the eye. Yes. As a kid, I was like, oh, I wish I didn't see that. I really wish I didn't see that.
Dude, right? So that puts me on edge the whole time. Anytime he's on screen, I'm like, something gory's going to happen that I don't like. Yeah. I felt like such a chicken. It was funny.
So that playground scene. Well, I don't remember the playground scene, but recently I was like, oh, I wish I didn't see that because it was really terrifying. She's like screaming as a skeleton holding the fence. I don't remember that being in the original movie. What the hell? Was that always in there?
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe my
I think little so. Brain. Now okay, this is a green ketchup thing for me because you have me second guessing myself. Because
I would have remembered that. And I'm watching and going, what the hell's this? That's terrifying.
I feel like I remember how it looked like they twist tied a skeleton on. I remember even as a younger person thinking like, that looks a little weird. So I feel like I remember seeing that, but I don't know.
I don't know either. See, the RoboCop. If you watched the OG RoboCop, shit, son, that is gruesome.
I watched that a lot as a kid.
And that had another scene where I was like, I wish I didn't see that. It was when a guy had Toxicol over him.
He got hit by the car.
Yeah, and as a kid, I was like, I really wish I didn't see that. His thumb's like melting, his face is all peely. Help! Still gets me.
The scene from RoboCop that messed me up real bad was when Clarence is shooting Murphy in the beginning. And he like is doing like the taunting like and then he blows his
hand. And shoot off his legs.
No, the hand was the one that like really got me. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, it's really gory. And then they sold it as toys.
And they had a cartoon. And I had the toys.
Did you ever see that Cracked article when they're selling like knockoff toys instead of RoboCop? It was called Robert Cop. It was just a guy. No. But it was written in the same font.
That's funny. No, I did not.
Robert Cop.
No, but seriously, Moon Shovel Knight expansion is out.
So. Yeah, the King of Cards and Showdown, which we spoke about last week. I didn't realize that King of Cards was its own, was the King, King Knight. Remember we couldn't figure out the name of the King Knight?
Yeah.
His name is King Knight, which is why we couldn't figure it out. Such a stupid name. We're like, what's a king's name? You know, the king, or what is it? King something? Yeah, King Knight. I didn't know it was actually a actual campaign. I thought it was just like a card battle game, mini game.
Okay.
It's an actual campaign with King Knight with the card game inside, like FF8's Triple Triad.
Yeah, or like Gwent in Witcher 3.
Yeah, I thought it was just a card game. I had no idea it was an actual campaign, which is even better because now I'm actually going to play it.
I think there it's like 30 courses. I think that I heard someone on the Bombcast say today that it's longer than the original Shovel Knight campaign.
Really? I found it very short,
the original Shovel Knight campaign. Maybe it wasn't the Bombcast. I listened to a couple of video game podcasts today. So, Kaiser says, I puked when I saw RoboCop for the first time. Think you can fly, Bobby? Oh, my God. What a great movie. I love RoboCop so much.
Yeah.
I got into it way more when I was about fifth grade or so. So the movie was older then. I had already been through the cartoon phase and had the toys.
Yeah.
But my friend Kyle's mom rented it for us, and I was just blown away. After we watched it, we immediately rewound it to count how many times it said fuck.
Oh, really?
We couldn't.
Was it 187?
It was in the 20s really early. Because there's that scene where, well, it's like one of the first bad guys that RoboCop busts. He's at a convenience store, and there's a guy in like a trench coat that's like robbing a convenience store. And
is that where I'll Buy That for a Dollar comes from?
Yes, scene? Yeah, it's in that scene as well. That's what it's on behind the counter. And the guy doing the robbing, every time he shoots RoboCop, he says, fuck me. So we were just like dying laughing, thinking it was the funniest thing in the world. but yeah, Shovel Knight is going to be out. Let's go get it.
It's out now. I'm downloading it right now as we speak.
If you have bought any of the previous expansions, you get this as a free update.
Oh, really? I thought you had to buy it separately.
I thought it was a free update.
If you don't own the original expansion.
Yeah. You can buy
like, it. I know,
you can
buy I know you can buy Shovel Knight Vanilla now, and you can buy Shovel Knight Treasure Trove. Treasure Trove will have this, where the Vanilla Shovel Knight will have this separately, I believe. I could be wrong.
Oh, okay. All right. That's
because my Shovel Knight says, because we bought it when it was first released, so we're grandfathered into that whole Treasure Trove thing because they released the DLC for that. But I'm also a very good liar, so I could very much be making this up. But I think that's what they said.
That's all right.
And by they, I mean something I read.
Let's go with that.
Yeah. I thought you were drinking cotton balls. That's just a glass of ice, right?
Giant glass of ice. Yeah.
No. Okay. I thought threw me for a loop. There.
My mouth is too it's too moist. I need to drink cotton to
You're like elf. The other thing with King of Cards as well is Showdown, which is the Smash Brothers-esque Shovel Knight game, which I'll check out. Yeah. I don't know if there's online play. Because I don't have friends in real life. Oh, that's awkward. And the other game that came out was Life is Strange 2, Episode 5. I guess it's the last episode of Life is Strange. Have you played any Life is Strange? Oh, no?
No.
The first one was good.
Okay.
I really liked the first one. It's like a, what's it, like the Walking Dead-esque kind of style.
Oh, okay.
But it's made by Square Enix, so there's like a lot. There's one cute scene in the game where you're like walking in the girl's bedroom, and she picks up Final Fantasy. What was the movie called? Advent Children.
I don't.
Oh, she picks up the Final Fantasy DVD. Let's call it Advent Children. She's like, oh, that was a great movie. Or she picks up the spiritual. She picks up one of the Final Fantasy movies and says that was greater than people said it wasn't, or whatever. Okay. And I was like, ah, I see what you did there. I think it was the first Final Fantasy movie that played in theaters.
Okay.
The one with like Steve Buscemi and all that.
I've heard the. No idea. I've heard the.
You haven't watched that either?
No, dude. No.
Oh, I haven't watched Resi. I haven't played Resident Evil. I haven't watched Final Fantasy.
Yeah. That's correct.
All right. My taunts haven't hit anybody yet. When I was younger, those taunts hurt more. Damn it.
I'm sorry that my feelings aren't hurt by not playing.
But yeah, so Life is Strange 2 takes place, or not takes place, you play as a young boy and his brother, where Life is Strange 1 was a girl in high school or school, and she like reverses time. Very well done. Cool. I enjoyed it. Yeah, like you'll go through a scene, and then, you know, you'll be like, hey, how are you feeling today? I'm okay. Did you hear about Jenna? What happened? And then you can like rewind time, and then you can be like, hey, what happened to Jenna? Like as if you knew already, because she already told, like a bad example. But like, so say I'm hiding something behind a door.
Okay.
And you tell me where to find it. And then I open the door and there it is and it took me too long to do it. I could rewind time and be like, the key's behind that door. You'd be like, how did you know? It's got to rewind time, you know? It's kind of like Butterfly Effect sort of.
Okay.
Meets game. I liked it. I bought it for $1. So that's why maybe I liked it. And Life is Strange 2, I want to check out, but I'm not going to pay $60. Get out of here. No, I'll pay $1 for that as well in 10 years.
Eventually.
But the last episode, I'm guessing, just came out too. So, and those are pretty much all the new releases for this week.
Cool. So,
if there's anything else.
First bit of gaming news, we're going to save the second item for last, pretty much, because that's the banger. But this first one's kind of weird. 10 free games on Switch? I don't get this. What's going on here?
So I follow on Reddit like PS4 deals and Switch deals now that I have a Switch. And I'm always looking for deals. And I saw someone post there, you get 10 free games for the Switch. And I'm like, get out of here, you spam. And then I looked it up and it's actually legit. So this company called Cubic Games, it's like indie. Think iPhone games on the Switch. It's what they are, really. I mean, they're not like something I'd like die on the hill for, but they're free, so I can't really complain either.
Sure.
You had to own one of their games in order to get these 10 free games. But somebody on Reddit found that one of their games is called Coloring Book, and that's free, and that counts. So I got that because I'm like, hey, I have a four-year-old. She's going to enjoy with this, which I've learned that she sucks at video games. I love her to death, but my God, awful. I'm like, I yelled at her, told her to go downstairs, close the door, shut off the light. I'm like, this is what you get until you get better at Mario Kart. But I got the coloring book for her, and we were playing that. And then if you get that, which is free, you get 10 free games. The first one they gave away was a game called Robonauts, which, no, I have not tried, but I do have. I'm not going to name all the games, but on December 16th is another game.
I thought you were going to lean into that bit and do that exact same. I thought you were going to be like, the next game, Geki Yaba Runner. Have I played that game? No.
No, I'm not going to.
Do I have it? Yes. And then Puzzle Book. Do I have that? I really thought you were going to lean into that.
I should have, because I would have got a laugh. But yeah, so they have Robonauts, Geki Yaba Runner, Puzzle Book, One Strike, Wrecking Ball. Like, are you starting to see a pattern here? They're just games, but they're free. They're made by this.
How do you pronounce Coloro? Coloro. How do you pronounce that?
Like you just did. You got to roll the R. Coloro.
Oh, okay. But there's only one R.
I mean, bull in Portuguese. It doesn't. I don't remember how to say that word, Portuguese. Wrecked, Mana Spark, Race, Die, Run. I said I wasn't going to name them all. I did. And a mystery game on Christmas. Sorry. And a mystery game on Christmas Eve. Sweet. So you get 3, 6, 9, it's probably 10
coloring,
free games.
Probably coloring book, and they're like, damn it.
They're like, oh, take that.
Why is someone downloading coloring book? Oh, everyone had it installed. Fuck.
I don't know if they know that, because the rules say you have to download Robonauts first or buy it. But yeah, no, you get coloring book, and then, like, I know this sounds stupid, but it's 10 free games for the Switch. It's amazing.
That you'll put zero time into. But you're right.
Yeah.
It's still free.
No, I put at least 10 minutes of coloring book. Most of it was me yelling at my 4-year-old to go left, which kept going right.
Have you tried Spanish?
I tried Portuguese, and she looked at me cockeyed. That's your language, damn it.
What is left and right in Portuguese? Is it close?
No, I have no idea.
There's like
for those listening, I just lift up my arms.
The reason I asked, because isn't it izquierda is left and Spanish and derecha is right?
So that's Spanish, son.
In Portuguese. I know. I was curious if there was like the overlap. You know, sometimes
left is lefto and right is right in Portuguese.
Oh, not even close. Never would have thought that.
I
find it fascinating that like where Portugal and Spanish cultures blend and do not.
When I'm drunk, I can understand Spanish and speak in Portuguese, and we can understand each other.
I'm
sober, I can barely understand English. So,
and Czechoslovakia is like that, or now Czech Republic and Slovakia, where they will speak their native tongue at the other one and respond in their own different and understand exactly what's going on.
I speak to my mom in English. She speaks to me in Portuguese.
It's the same thing. That's so cool.
But yeah, 10 free games.
10 free games.
I mean, I don't know. That's cool. Like the game Mana Spark, I actually wanted to buy that because that's on sale right now for $1. I bought so many Switch games for $1 recently. I don't know why.
I was going to say.
A game called Arcana.
Okay.
Because I looked at the trailer and it looked like a twin stick shooter, but like not really, but like with swords. So not a shooter at all. And then I looked at the trailer and it's like, you son of a bitch. And I'm like, did Nintendo just say a curse word in a trailer at their eShop? Purchased. And then I downloaded it and never played it. But it's there. Like,
and it was way more than free, so
yeah. So and then I think that's also made by Cuba Games. Is it? I don't know. Who knows? Life's a mystery. So
there was a Sony State of Play. I did not follow this at all.
So this was big because I don't watch internet, so I didn't know what was happening when it was happening. I just found out after that it happened. And I was like, oh, what happened? Because State of Play is like their Nintendo Direct and Xbox's X News. So here's everything that was shown at their State of Play. shown. So I'm going to name the ones I don't care about, which the game Dreams, which I heard it was like a weird.
It's almost like a game engine almost.
Yeah, like I saw they made PT in Dreams, and they made a whole bunch of games in Dreams.
Yeah, so that's a very. Is it Quantum? No. No, let's.
I thought that too, but yeah, I don't know. It's going to be on February 14, 2020 for PS4.
Media Molecule? All right, no, we're going to move on.
I don't know. Spellbreak, a new battle royale game combining roleplay and magical combat from is starting a closed beta, so I don't know what that means. Also feature were Paper Beast, the VR sandbox game.
Do you want to know what closed beta is?
What was? I forgot what I said.
Were you kidding when you said you don't know what closed beta is?
No. The game Spellbreak. I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay.
I know what a closed beta is.
Well, I was like, well, hey. I am gun shy about knowing whether or not you didn't know what Twitch Prime was. So now I thought I heard closed beta. What's that? You were talking about the game. I'm like, well, a closed beta is when.
No, I got sorry. The closed beta is not only the name, but also the instructions. Also featured. It's in the name. Also featured were a game called Paper Beast, a VR sandbox game. We're exploring an ecosystem full of strange beasts. Coming out of first quarter of 2020. A new Predator game is coming out April 24, which is surprising because Predator, cool.
Yep.
I'm going Predator.
Do you think that they're going to do... No, hope not. But like what? A Friday the 13th, Evolve. You think they're going to... What do you think a Predator game is going to be like?
Oh, like how Dying Light and Friday the 13th sort of thing is?
Yeah.
It makes sense. It's exactly like Jason, if you think about it.
I know that I think that would be disappointing.
I don't, because you can actually fight back as the soldiers. You actually have like guns and stuff they can shoot with. In Friday the 13th, the game, you have like a pipe and what I thought was a gun would turn out to be a flare gun.
You ever
take that, Jason?
You ever heard of the game Evolve?
Evolve?
It's Evolve, yeah.
Yeah. Evolve. I bought that for $2. Okay. And I traded it in.
That was a real good game.
Yeah.
That and that one, everybody else had guns as well. There was kind of soldiers in there, so I don't know what else you would do. I would like to play as the Predator, and like,
but then there's no game. It's like playing Superman. You're like, I have everything, you got nothing.
Yeah, but what if it explained maybe some of the, or maybe that's a bad idea. But if we got a better sense of the why behind the Predators. Is it what's the game they're playing?
According to Kaiser, it's to date a predator, a dating sim. I'm down with that.
It's not gonna get it, not gonna be a better idea than that.
Or a chess game, he says,
or.
To catch a predator. Remember, we have it
to
all.
To catch a predator is right.
Maybe we're looking at this with the wrong eyes.
You're not talking about it all wrong.
Yeah. We think it's a Predator movie. It's about datelines to catch
Chris
a predator.
Chris Hansen's going to be on there.
Press X to sit. Press X to stand.
Oh, God.
Tell right. Client to sit. Client. Tell person to sit.
Okay.
Press X to run. Ask if there's cops outside. Press circle to say yes or no.
He's Smirnoff. Or, okay.
Or I don't know.
So from Square Enix and Platinum, there's new footage of a game called Babylon's Fall.
Cool, man.
Didn't see it. It's an action game that mixes a medieval and fantasy with sci-fi combat.
It sounds like that game Dragon something that got canceled. The dude had like headphones on. He was like Dante, and he was like fighting a giant-ass dragon. And I'm like, wow, that's going to be great. And then the game got canceled.
I don't remember.
Dragonbound, Dragon Scale, Scalebound, Bound Scale, Bloodborne, something like that. I don't remember. Another game called Subliminal, a perspective and physics-based puzzle game where you move through a dream like, who cares? The most important, actually, sorry, there's one more game. Sucker Punch's Ghosts of Tsushima, which also was announced, which is cool. But what I care about are these three games that they announced. Number one, sorry, do you have any input or opinions on? Okay. One of the games is called Untitled Goose Game, which I've heard rave reviews about it. I've heard nothing but positive things about it. I saw that it was available on the Switch, because the Switch is an indie machine, apparently. and it's coming out on the PS4. So now I'm like, do I buy it on the Switch or do I buy it on the PS4? Switch has no trophies. PS4 has trophies. I also don't care about trophies, but that knowing that that's there is like paying for a little extra.
You do get... I don't care about trophies. I have no idea what I have. I never try to get them. But
it's satisfying.
I love that ping. It is like, great.
What is that? And you press the home button. You're like, what the hell did I just unlock? Wow, beat level 2.
I don't even do that.
Oh, no? No, I do. I just want to know what it is.
There's a notification. Sweet. I did something.
Like, I remember I used to base my games on Xbox achievements way back when. On the 360 and PS3 days.
What do you mean base it? Like, you would look because, to see what the achievements were, and you're like, oh, that sounds fun.
I had to get them all. And the 360 was my base system.
Okay.
Oops. So if a game, like, I don't know, what's a game that was on both consoles? Help me out here. Batman. Okay. So say Arkham Asylum was out on PS3 for $4, and it was out on Xbox 360 for $20, I would buy the 360 version because of the achievements, even though it's the same game and one's cheaper.
Sure.
But yeah. And I bought it just for the achievements. And now I'm a PlayStation person, and I look back at my achievements, and I'm like, you disgust me. Get out of here. But whatever. I still enjoy
I'm still getting my Xbox achievements. I can't believe over the last several months, Xbox really has me playing a shitload of their stuff. It's crazy.
I didn't get Xbox this generation, surprisingly.
I
Which is weird.
Didn't want cause... to. Mike T from Cartoon Retrocast found a great. Was it Tony? One of those two guys found me a great deal on an Xbox One S, and it was $205. Oh, it was Tony because he gave me an eBay.
Oh, that's not bad.
So, yeah. And this was 2 years ago. Like, it was retailing for $349, I think. Maybe $299. Maybe it was $299, and I got it for $205 delivered. Yeah. Otherwise, I don't know if I would have had one. It's just that deal, that was an impulse buy.
Yeah.
Thrilled I have it, though, because...
Yeah, I wish I had it, because now it had everything that the PS4 didn't. Like, backwards compatibility and all that jazz. Because the Xbox One first came out with, like, Kinect only and online all the time and no discs. I was like, fuck you, I'm PS4. And then they went back on all that.
Yeah.
I was like, show me my PS4.
Your mind is going to be blown the first time you log into... next time you log into an Xbox... You will be like, oh my god, I have so many games already. Because it automatically sees all your old games on 360 that are backwards compatible.
No, I went to my brother's house and he has, and I logged in and I was like, holy, all my games are here.
Yeah. Kaiser's and cloud saves. So, like, my Super Meat Boy save's still there and all that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. to Data Predator, sounds like a heavy metal cover. He says, YouTube told me off for making goose sounds. It said, H-onk, remove the spaces, and got told off. What?
Hong Kong? What happens if we say Hong Kong?
I don't know. We'll find out.
We're going to get demonetized?
Even more.
But yeah, so
start paying.
Have you played Untitled Goose Game?
No.
I like it. Like, I like what I've seen. It looks like Donut Country. Have you played Donut Country?
No, I heard that's awesome, though.
It is amazing.
It also sounds like a Hitman, which you bought me Hitman, which I liked quite a bit.
Oh, I remember doing that.
Yeah, you bought me
that was great.
Like reboot, like after, like there was the one that was just called Hitman that had like all the episodes and stuff to it.
Yeah. Oh, I remember doing that.
You don't? Oh, well, you did. Thank you.
Cool. Yeah. I'm glad I did that. That's great. I'm so nice.
I think it was $1.
But yeah,
that seems to be.
Oh, it sounds about right.
Yeah. You're like, I got a great deal on this. So here.
So the title Goose Game, from what I understand, you play as a jerk goose going around the city, just being a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds good to me. And, I might get on the Switch, but the fucking trophies. I don't know. I'll let myself worry about that. But I can play it downstairs.
You know the real solution here.
Buy it on both. Got it.
That's what you do.
Yeah. Yep. It's true. It's also made by a company named House House, which is funny.
It's also a short game. So,
oh, is it?
Yeah. Buy it on both is going to be inevitable.
It's like Shovel Knight. I'll just buy it again.
Yeah.
The other thing they announced was Kingdom Hearts 3 DLC expansion, which I'm happy for because I love... Wait, you love Kingdom Hearts?
No, never played it.
Oh, man. I was ready to like go fall on fucking Mickey Mouse on you. I love Kingdom Hearts. I've always loved Kingdom Hearts. I made this... I used to have this... I used to run a website and I wrote an article trying to explain to people how to understand Kingdom Hearts. And in that article, I said to fully understand Kingdom Hearts, here's the games you need.
Okay, sorry.
No, this is before that. Here's the games you need, and here's the consoles you need to play them on. So Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 were on PS2. Kingdom Hearts Chains of Memories was on Game Boy Advance. Kingdom Hearts Code something or other was on the DS. Birth by Sleep was on the PSP. I'm like, so you need all these consoles to make a coherent storyline. Of course, with the PS4 and PS3, they combine all of those games into one. And you can buy them all for $20, and they're amazing. I fucking love Kingdom Hearts. They're great games. And then Part 3 finally came out after waiting like 10 years for it. And I beat it last year, and it was great because it has frozen characters. My daughter's watching me play, and she's like, can I play? And I'm like, no, this is too important for me. And it has like Frozen, Toy Story. It has all those other characters in it, Big Hero 6 and all that. And then I beat the game, and I was like, that was great, man. My name showed up at the end. Because if you like spoilers, if you played the mobile game, when that came out first, which I did, I was like one of the first people, the first like 800 people, they put their names in the game during the like a big scene, and my name's in there. Trust me, I went screen by screen, and it just says Kevin, and everyone's like, how do you know that's you? Because I'm that creative, and my name is just Kevin. And even if that's not me, my name on the game is Kevin, so I'm gonna go with that.
Okay, fair enough.
Just like Paranormal Activity has my name in the credits as well.
Okay.
It does. I demanded to be played in my city. And then they said, okay. And then they put my name in the thank you. That's great.
Oh,
hey, your name's in the indie game movie.
That's right.
Or Classic Lita's. What are we pointing
the at? The movie poster.
Oh, okay. I see. Oh, that's cool. I didn't never notice that.
Poster. Have you ever looked at it?
No. It looks like blue.
It's like
with white writing.
Yeah. So it says indie game, the movie. And then it has a Super Nintendo controller dangling down. And yeah, it's all like, you know, minimalist, like hipster art and all that. And then on the bottom, it's got little jaggies with blood on it.
Cool boy.
It's really cool.
Oh, nice. I forgot what I was talking about. But anyways, I beat Kingdom Hearts 3, saw the ending, and went, of course, they're setting up for a sequel. That's cool. And then I heard that they're making like a Rewind or Remind DLC, which Kingdom Hearts, every time they came out with like a, like an extended version of the game. Like, you know how Metal Gear had Metal Gear Solid 2, then it had Subsistence? Okay. Kind of like that.
Okay.
So Kingdom Hearts always had Final Mixes, which has more bonus content, more stuff. And anyway, so they're doing this as DLC this time, which I was under the impression was going to be free. It's not. So this DLC, not only because when I beat the game, I was like, that was great. Wait a minute. There wasn't a single Final Fantasy character in that game. And the whole point of Kingdom Hearts is Disney meets Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. No Final Fantasy characters whatsoever in Kingdom Hearts 3. And this DLC, it actually showed Ares. Fuck you. Not Aerith. Ares. That's the way I grew up saying it. Squall and Yuffie when they were in Kingdom Hearts 2 and they looked great. They looked... No. This is a different storyline. Sort of, not really. They don't really.
Sorry, that's all I know about that character.
Showed them. Sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say the only thing I know about her is there's a GIF versus GIF pronunciation war, and she died.
Yes. they showed Final Fantasy characters. Apparently, it's gonna tie up the loose ends, which Kingdom Hearts 3 was supposed to do. And it was supposed to be the game is like $30 for DLC. Or 40 if you want to watch a live concert. Right? Why? YouTube. There, done. It's coming out January 23, 2020. And because I'm me, I'm going to buy it. And I'm going to enjoy it. And I'm going to love it. And the most important game at the State of Play that they announced was the Resident Evil 3 remake. Which we spoke about the leaked images last week. And I said it must be true because they took them down. They released a trailer, which I did not expect to see a trailer because I didn't know how far into the game they were. And mwah, it looks fucking awesome.
It's coming soon. They want to get to 4 quick.
Yeah, they do. And I agreed without even knowing what you said until it hit me. It's coming out April 3rd, 2020, along with Project Resistance, an online survival game with its own campaign mode. Who cares about that?
Cool.
But Resident Evil 3, and I would love to talk to you about it, but you haven't played any of the Resident Evils. I got a cough.
Nope. Probably not going to either.
Ah, that sucks.
So
I saw the trailer. It looked great. Jill looks good. She looks very good. She looks very
well.
Very
Jessica good. Rabbit. Cool.
Did you know you could see her vagina in the original Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Nope.
You know when she like hits, she's in the car in the cab, and like she flies out. In the original Roger Rabbit like film reel, you see her vag when she's spinning towards the camera.
Weird, like
for like a split second. Style. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I looked it up, and I have the Blu-ray, so it's not there. But I looked.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Anyways, so that's all the games they announced for State of Play.
Very cool. Next up, this will be kind of a quick news item, but this is pretty rad. Good old games, GOG.com, owned by CD Projekt Red. It's a game client. It's pretty cool. It's
yeah, I have a couple games on them. They have like the original Fallouts and they gave those ones for free.
They're also they were the ones that are DRM free.
Yeah.
So, anyways, they just released an open beta. Would you like me to explain that again?
No, okay. That's great.
They released an open beta for their launcher that they call Galaxy, and it's called Galaxy 2.0, and it lets you combine your libraries from other platforms into one spot. So, think of like Steam.
Doesn't Steam do that?
Yeah. No, like, well, Steam kinda can, but
yeah.
This is like way more elegant.
Okay.
So, I'm gonna see if I can find my conversation with my buddy. I was chatting with my buddy Matt, and was like, "Hey, I'm gonna use your description."
And Kaiser, my face doesn't look a little weird. It's just the way it is. Oh, it goes glitchy more so.
Oh yeah.
I'm in Canada.
Well, anyways, he got stuff working, so I think you can get like EA Origins and what are some of the other ones? Probably the Twitch one, Steam, Uplay.
Oh, so combine all that nonsense.
Yeah, so it takes all of those, scans them all, and then puts them in a better solution where on Steam, if it's with another client, it tends to get clunky every time I've tried it. If it's like a native game, it's fine. I don't think that this is going to necessarily... It does launch the other launchers, though, for you. So it should also then have cloud saves, I would imagine. I don't know exactly how that'll work. But...
It doesn't say sync between devices.
But it has. So. It also syncs all your friends lists.
Yeah.
It syncs the activity feed. If there's any leaderboards, it gives cross-platform chat. So that's really cool. They say no spying, no data sharing, and your data belongs to you.
They all say that.
There is sync between devices. There's it's pretty cool, man. There are cloud saves.
See, I was thinking this is kind of off topic.
I don't know if that's cross-platform still though. Love to try that.
You know how Disney Plus joined like the battle, and now everyone's like, "Oh, there's too many streaming services," which there is now. But ever since Disney Plus kicked in, I feel like people are complaining now that there's too many streaming services.
Sure.
And I was looking at my points card because I got emails from Black Friday, so it's like Canadian Tire, like, "Hey, our Black Friday thing is user points," and then Shoppers Drug Mart, "Hey, our Optimum bonus point cards are in," and then my gas station, "Hey, you want extra points for your gas?" I'm like, it's a lot of fucking point cards that I have in my wallet. And it's kind of like the streaming service, and it's kind of like this, where there's so many different ways of putting a library together. There's good old games, there's Steam, there's Uplay, there's EA Origins, there's what's the one that everyone hates, Epic Store? Like, there's so many different things now. It's like,
So this is allowing you to try to keep that all actually in one place.
Well, that's the cool thing. This combines all of that into one, which is great, which is what I want. Just one card, one wallet, just have all the points.
Kevin, I think there's some apps that let you scan those cards into your
phone. Yeah, I have them. Oh, okay. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, I have so many different emails from different corporations wishing me a happy holiday. I'm like, you don't give a fuck about me. What are you saying happy freaking Merry Christmas for? Get out of here.
It's my money.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that's really cool. Like,
power nuts. No, that is cool.
GOG is CD Projekt Red in general, as like a business model, they seem to be pretty consumer friendly.
Yeah.
So that's certainly awesome.
Hell, I got Fallout, the original Fallout games on it. And then when I got it, I was very disappointed because it's not what I thought it was. I thought it was like first person. And I'm like, what the hell is this?
It's like a
isometric view. My steps take AP. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Well, my computer can run them because they're old.
That's like a retro game Rampage style top down, right?
Yeah, like isometric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kendra says, oh, you look fine now with your camera.
Thanks.
You could even see, he says you could see her rabbit hole.
Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah. Welcome to the digital future. Yeah, it's kind of messy, but
we'll get there.
Solution, try to clean it back up.
We're all just going to combine into one.
Next up, Kevin, what'd you think of the new Ghostbusters trailer?
Holy shit, that was terrible.
You didn't like it?
No. You had, like, first off, you have four women at the same time, and I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, sorry, you're talking about the new Ghostbusters trailer. Oh, that was fantastic. I loved every minute of it. I've watched it 123 times. I watched it before we started recording again.
Just to get you hyped up?
Just because it's the Ghostbusters. They're back. And I just finished playing part three. I just finished playing Ghostbusters, the game, which Dan Aykroyd said was part three. And he also said it's also canon to the lore. So I wonder if they're going to reference the rookie that you play in at all.
No.
I can tell you what's going to happen in the Ghostbusters movie. Ready?
No.
Because they didn't announce it. Have you watched the trailer?
I did, actually.
What did you think of it?
It's probably going to be an enjoyable movie to watch. It's just going to be probably a movie I like. The original Ghostbusters is such a special movie to me that...
No, I understand.
It looks like... it looked... like tonally really serious and like a... it was different than I was expecting, I guess, from a trailer.
See, I thought that too. And then I watched the trailer for the original Ghostbusters movie and it had the same like feeling. The original Ghostbusters trailer they didn't play it off as a comedy either.
And I guess like the good jokes in Ghostbusters wouldn't play well in a trailer.
Yeah.
You know,
like this man has no dick.
That's one example. Yes. Yeah. Not going to get better than that. So, I'm getting a little burnt out on Stranger Things, kid.
He was in It as well, right?
Yeah. I haven't seen
Chatter. He has a weird body. He's like Slender Man. I don't like it.
I was listening to the morning stream today, and the one guy was complaining that he looks too much like a bird.
He does look like a bird.
Yeah, I'm just like, he's everywhere right now.
Which is fine. I mean, Shia LaBeouf was everywhere for a bit. He was in Transformers. He was in Indiana Jones. He was the hot shit. And Chris Pratt was in it for a little bit too. He was in everything.
Yeah. So I don't know. Hopefully, he doesn't end up going off the rails then.
Well, I liked it because it kind of did what I was hoping for. Like they're going to pass the torch. This is the movie that they're passing the torch to like new.
Yeah.
A new generation, which is what all I wanted. Like I liked the women Ghost. I don't know what else to call it. It's the other version of Ghostbusters. I didn't mind it. I didn't hate it like everyone on the internet did. I just thought, I'm like, this isn't for me. But a lot of things isn't for me. Like the Ninja Turtle movies that come out by Michael Bay, that's not for me.
Yeah.
Those aren't my turtles. Yeah. Until they introduced Rocksteady and Bebop, and I was like, fine, I'll watch it. You have Krang in there.
I watched both of them. I liked the second one more than the first one.
The second one was great. Yeah, it was a lot more fun.
A strong word, but...
Well, compared to the first one, it was great. Like the first one was like...
If it's relative, yes, absolutely. Yeah. It was great.
But this, like the last goal was with the women. I sound like such a incel fucking cuck. I don't remember when it came out. 2016. Okay, so the 2016.
Or you can say the bad one.
Part two? No, I love part two.
I love part two. I don't get the hate.
I do too.
I mean, I kind of get the hate because I've had people are like, you hear them explain it, but I love it. I don't care.
I love it too. The Statue of Liberty with the fucking Nintendo controller. I'm in. You got me.
No
one steps in my church but me.
They got like a great soundtrack and it was scary and yeah, it was awesome. My mom took me to see that in the theater and she regretted that.
Why, were you scared? Or were you like, I'm a Ghostbuster now?
It was too like adult. I think she was more embarrassed that she was in there with a 6-year-old. Now it wasn't like she took me to the first one where Dan Aykroyd's getting blowjobs from a ghost.
I didn't even notice that as a kid.
I didn't either. She let me watch that movie all the time because she knew that stuff was going over my head.
It's funny because we tried showing my 4-year-old Home Alone, and my wife was kind of like, I don't know. And we started watching it, and freaking Buzz was like, I wouldn't care if you were growing out of my ass. And my wife's like, nope, we're turning this off. I'm like, oh, come on.
She's got to grow up sometime.
We needed a Scarface like sensor. Oh, like when he's like, how'd you get that scar on your face? Eating pineapple? Anyways, so what I thought about the trailer was that it looked better than the 2016 version. Yes. The 2016 version fucked everything up. Like, right away, I remember the trailer first came out and it said, four friends saved New York. They weren't friends. It was three scientists and one guy looking for a job.
Yeah.
So you fucked that up. Then it changed the trailer to say four scientists saved the world. It wasn't four scientists. It was three scientists and one guy looking for a job. You still fucked it up. So they said those words, making it sound like it was a sequel. But then you watch the movie and it was a remake, not acknowledging anything that happened before, but still having three white people and one black person, just like the original. And not only that, you had the original cast in there. And Dan Aykroyd is a cab driver who says, I ain't afraid of no ghouls. I almost ripped my screen in half of my anger. I mean, you have such a wasted opportunity here with these original cast members, and you're throwing Bill Murray dies? What are you doing? What are you doing? And then they just happen to have proton packs. She's showing the fucking video of the ghost.
Okay, we get it. That movie sucks. Let's stop talking about it.
Sorry. But anyways, the new trailer looks great. I like that it's Egon's granddaughter and grandson. So they acknowledge that he's gone. My buddy at work mentioned the fact that Paul Rudd's character, he has a theory that that's Oscar from Ghostbusters 2.
That would be amazing.
Right? He's like, because I don't think they said his first name. They just call him Mr. Something because he's a teacher. And that would explain why he knows the ghost trap and all that. And it would explain that would be the connecting between.
That would be great. It seems to me, though, that it, God, I really hope that's true. But it would seem like, because in the trailer, they also mentioned, like, he was shocked because it was a phenomenon. Kind of like that girl recently that didn't know who Van Halen was. It's like, oh my God. Like, it was such a big deal for that time, but now nobody knows about it. Yeah. So, if it's not Oscar, I could totally see that as just, that happens all the time. Like, he's the boomer, you know?
Yeah. But I don't know. I thought it was a good theory.
God, that would be awesome. That would be fun and as hell.
My theory is that they're going to, like, go up to the Ghostbusters original one. Like, hey, you know, the ghosts are back. And they're going to be like, you know, you got this. We're too old for this. And, of course, at the big, when they're fighting a giant ghost or whatever the fuck they're going to fight, they're like, oh, they're too strong. And then the original Ghostbusters are going to be like, you guys need help? And then put on the proton packs one last time.
I'll be disappointed. That is way too obvious and cookie cutter. That would suck.
I'm down with that. They're passing the torch. That's all I ask. Pass the torch. Do the Star Wars thing. Pass the torch. I don't care what happens after.
Low requirements. I got that. Okay, Ghost Boomer. That's what Kyler says. Is Casper part of the Ghostbusters canon? Because Dan appears in it as Ghostbusters?
He does. He says, who are you going to call? Someone else. And then he leaves. I fucking love Casper.
I love that movie too.
Trivia.
Okay.
The Casper mansion is the same mansion that the Backstreet Boys music video Everybody's Back, wild. Backstreet's Back, is filmed in there. It's a spirally floor.
Okay.
Yeah. I watched that video and went, that's Casper's Mansion.
Hell yeah.
I fucking love that movie. I haven't watched a movie in years. And it has, what's her face in it?
Christina Ricci.
Yeah.
Ricci. Dude,
Ricci.
Most massive crush on her.
Her and Winona Ryder.
I can understand that. She wasn't one of mine in that. In that era,
I get them confused all the time. So
that era was also like Yasmine Bleeth from Baywatch for me, and that Noxzema girl, whoever the hell she was with the curly hair.
I don't remember that.
I don't know. Okay, so moving on.
Kaiser says looks like a well-made fan film. It does feel that way a little bit.
Oh, the Ghostbusters. It's like
the fake. Yeah, it looks like that fake Power Rangers film that came out. The trailer.
Oh yeah,
Uber dark.
Yeah, that was fun.
It's awesome. Trailer needed some more fun and less, hey kids, remember Ghostbusters? Nah, I'm okay with pandering. It's how I felt with Ready Player One. But I love the book.
Yeah, that movie sucked.
It did suck. It's going to be a decent Jurassic World-styled movie. Would have made for a better comic book series. I don't know. I could use a good Ghostbusters movie. I mean, in reality, I don't want a new Ghostbusters movie at all. I got the game. That's close enough with the original cast. In a perfect world, I don't need a new Ghostbusters. We have the original. Because I'm tired of Hollywood just remaking or sequeling. You know what I mean? Like, I'm good with what we have.
They just announced a new Home Alone on Disney Plus. Speaking of
I saw that. But it's okay because they already remade Home Alone.
Yeah.
But where I draw the line with Hollywood, I will like shut down. I will cancel every streaming service if they ever think about remaking Back to the Future.
It's gonna.
I know because that's stupid. That's stupid. That's gonna be the end of entertainment.
Hopefully, it's Michael Cera.
Oh, that'd be awful. Sorry, I can go on for Ghostbusters forever.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on. Summoning Salt from YouTube released a Castlevania speedrun history video.
I watched all his videos since you introduced me to them, except for this one, because it just came out and it's an hour long.
It's awesome.
Don't have time. Yeah, I watched every single one.
They're fantastic, aren't they?
They are.
They're like gripping the way he does them. A new Home Alone puts his hands on his cheeks. Yeah, so the Castlevania history of that speedrun is awesome. It's the very first game, so.
Shit, I can't believe these players. When I see this, I saw the Super Mario 1, because I think Super Mario 1 is a really different game. And when I saw like the speed run through it, I'm like, how are you not dying with these piranha plants when you're jumping backwards?
Seriously, dude, it's amazing.
It's crazy.
I really like his episode that's dedicated to just World 4-2 or level.
I saw that 4-2. One too. Yeah.
It's crazy. So, yeah. And then also, for the NES collectors out there or NES fans, Metal Storm is a game that is getting re-released. IREM is the developer of the game. I found out about this from Happy Video Game Nerd. Now it's Derek Alexander. Now he's Top Skeletons for Fighting. I don't know. They're re-releasing Metal Storm. But yeah, Derek Alexander had a really good video about Metal Storm.
I've never heard of Metal Storm.
It's got the mechanic that VVVV has where you can kind of like go to the ceiling or down or whatever. And this is when Lil Samson and when YouTube first broke and the videos were hidden gems were coming out like that were real popular, not the hidden gems for the Wii and GameCube, but like the NES hidden gems and, this was one of those games that people were like, Metal Storm is legitimately awesome, but it's now $400 because they didn't make very many of them and it didn't sell very well. Oops. Yes, SSFF.
So is this an old game that they're re-releasing?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know how they put, like they re-released the Street Fighter recently that could blow up your NES?
Yeah.
It's the regular NES game being re-released on an NES cart.
Cool.
But it's officially licensed instead of like a reboot. When you mod your systems, do you just dump an entire library of ROMs on?
I used to. Now I choose them.
Okay. See if you might have this somewhere then. In one of your files. If not, I'm sure I can get you a copy of it. But it's awesome. Yeah, you, I think, would really like it.
I probably do. I was going to check right now, but I'm in the middle of getting tortured book here. Yeah, I'll check and see if I have it.
It's like you're a little robot, and you, Mega Man style, are trying to get to the end of a level, and there's gravity mechanics where you, like, stick on the ceiling and stuff.
Huh.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it sounds like it does sound like
really cool. And it's got awesome music. So, what's neat is... there's going to be a collector's edition and then like a standard edition coming out, and the collector's edition has an amiibo looking thing in it and all that. I don't think it's actually an amiibo, but, it's sold through Castlevania Games. The standard edition, which is just like a regular NES cart and the cardboard box, is $45. And I think the super edition $70. But Castlevania Games are one of the official people that sell the HD Retrovision cables that Dustin and I like a whole lot.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So, they definitely are a reputable retailer. So it's for pre-order right now. I'm tempted, but I don't think I'm going to get it.
It's a nice box.
It's gorgeous. It's really cool.
I hate how much I hate boxes, or I hate how much I like boxes.
Yeah, it's neat. But that caught my attention. I thought that was really cool. And then lastly, Kevin, there was a big announcement made by one of the people that follow us on Twitter.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know that.
We're on it. Yeah. I think he's still
fine. I'll let you do the honors because.
That was the layup. That was the alley. I was waiting for your oop.
Yeah, I'm not good at basketball. Let's say it at the same time.
Who does a countdown?
Axiom Verge 2 is coming out. There you go.
Axiom Verge 2 is announced. Yeah. It's coming to the Switch and it's coming to other platforms next year.
Oh, it is going to other platforms.
I believe so. I don't think it's an exclusive. Maybe it is. Not everything on the Nintendo Directs is an exclusive.
I love Axiom Verge. I remember one time I sent you guys an email saying, hey, have you guys heard of it? Laughed and laughed. And I went home and cried that night because I thought I was special. I was like, oh, well, there goes that day. It's great. It's I didn't think I was going to like it because I didn't like the pixel animation.
Really?
Let me clear that up. Because the pixel animation was pixely, but it looked like it was trying to be realistic.
Yeah, there's a lot of physics to it, almost like the way, like Neo Geo style, where it's very a lot.
Yeah, and like there's a lot of pixels on one sprite, but a lot to make it more look detailed when it's still sprite-y looking.
Yes,
and I don't like that. I didn't like that style. Okay. But I realized like it was done on purpose because then you saw like that giant blue head thingy.
Yeah,
and that looked great. I don't know. It's hard to explain. Like some games, like I don't know if you ever played Sword and Sorcery. Not Sword and Sorcery. I don't remember what it's called. Where it's like pixelated humans, but they don't look like humans. They look like it's that uncanny valley of pixels to me.
And aesthetics, man. Sometimes, like I just don't like certain cartoons because I just hate the art style. I can't get past them. Like,
but the art style is great. It's just not for me. But anyways, the game is fantastic, and I have to go back and play it again. I've only played it twice. And I didn't know what I was doing. I just kind of just went through it to go through it. But I didn't actually like pay attention to the storyline.
I've only seen the credits once.
Okay.
But I've got multiple save files. Because that's a game that I own. I've got the Vita version that I paid for it. I think it was a PSN game or something.
Okay.
But I've got it on Steam. Yeah, and then I'm probably PS4 as well. It was probably one of those PSN games from that perspective. I know I've got
And it's a Metroid style, Metroidvania, as they call it, game. And it's well done, very well done.
It's not really Metroidvania. It's just straight up Metroid.
Yeah. Well, I thought Metroidvania was like the whole like look.
It is, but there's
and then going back with the weapons that you didn't have before to open doors. I thought that was the Metroid part of it.
Yes. And so that's my point, is I'm saying there's not much vania.
I never actually thought about the definition of this word.
Oh, it comes from Metroid and Castlevania.
No, I know that, okay. But I don't know what part is what. Because Castlevania only had one game. I guess now they have more, but they really had one game, which was that Symphony of the Night was that big open map. All the other Castlevanias were like level 1, 2, level 1, 3.
Well, I mean, I know what you mean on the consoles and stuff, but like the DS games and whatnot were all
that's what I mean, like Dawn of Sorrow, whatever the hell it's called, they're all
the something same about style. A moon. There's a moon in there. But I don't know. There's not like magic or anything. This feels like straight up like Metroid mechanics.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Know what I mean? Yeah, it's just not all gadgets and tech and whatnot.
Yeah, it just feels like it's beautiful. So congratulations to Tom Happ on
somebody on Twitter wrote PS4 Vita big smiley face. So I guess it's coming out for PS4 and Vita.
No. Okay. No, that's Colin Moriarty.
I didn't even realize who that was.
He has an ongoing joke about he loves the Vita.
Yeah. So he's like me. I love the Vita.
So he's like, he's actually developing a game that he's releasing on Vita.
Oh, really? I heard he was kind of a dick, though.
He has that reputation, but he's not. I can vouch.
I know that Bob Mackie has beef with him or something. Oh, my God.
Bob Mackie's got a creepy obsession with Colin. It's weird.
Because they made like a Laser Time episode dedicated to that, but they're not friends. Remember I was talking about YouTube drama and internet?
Yeah, that's definitely internet drama. That Bob Mackie guy.
That's how I found out about him.
Oh, no wonder you don't like Colin. No wonder you don't like Colin Moriarty.
Oh, I don't care.
No wonder you heard that.
I heard he was an asshole, but yeah, I don't know the guy. He used to work for IGN, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
We had him on our podcast a while ago.
Really?
So, full disclosure, there's some bias there. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
But he jokes about everything coming to Vita. Or maybe it is really coming to Vita.
Yeah, I love my
probably
Vita.
Not though.
Yeah.
Okay, no.
I wish I was I wish I was podcasting when that Boomstick Dead Cells review thing happened.
Kaiser says Team Bob.
Team Bob Mackey.
He's with you. So
I'm not on anyone's side. I just happened to hear Laser Time, who does Talking Simpsons and all that. I wish I was around for when that IGN guy ripped off that Dead Cells review
on YouTube. Oh my god, what a fun time that was!
Phillip that was something. Great. And I was sitting quietly in my cubicle, going, "You dumb fuck," because this isn't the first time you did this. And then he did that video where he's like, and then he talks to the camera.
It was awesome.
Oh, I was like, "This is amazing! You just ruined your whole life. Great, good job. I worked hard to get acknowledged in a fucking video game trailer. I worked so hard for that. And I got it. I didn't screw anything up. But you piece of shit, you were working. I'd love to work at IGN. I know people hate IGN. I don't care. I just think companies have people who review games. And
sure,
it's opinion-based. So don't take it to heart. But that was funny. But yes, for those wondering, my video game review is in a trailer. Geometry Wars 3. They spelled my website's name wrong. It was great. They're like, Paranerd gives a 9 out of 10. I'm like, you're missing an S. But that's okay. I'll take it.
Whatever.
They even sent me an email. They're like, hey, are you okay with us using your score in our trailer? I'm like, I was so happy. And I called everyone. I called my mom. I'm going to be in a trailer. And it was like in a corner. It didn't like show up on the screen. Flash. It was like, YGN, 9 out of 10. GameSpot, 10 out of 10. Misspelled in the corner, and I was like, I'll take it.
Hey,
because they showed all the other reviews on websites like splashing around.
Yeah.
Man, that's so anyways, fun. It is fun.
So, but Axiom Verge 2, keep an eye out for that. That's probably going to be awesome. Axiom Verge 1 is excellent.
Yeah, and is it just him? Is this like a Stardew Valley Undertale situation where
the first
everything
the first one was? I don't know about the second one. I don't know, maybe. Maybe do an interview with us. We haven't had an interview on the show in a long time.
Oh, man. I love interviews. I sweat like a possum. It's great. I get so nervous.
My problem right now is I just do not have the time. My schedule is fucked. So, Kaiser says, if I worked at IGN, then I'd be getting rich. I brag about that, too. I don't think you get rich working at IGN, though.
I think he means because you get paid for reviews.
Oh, hey, give us a 9 out of 10. Good joke. Over my head. I'm sorry.
I think that's what he means.
Well, let's give him credit.
If it is, Kaiser, on your head, yes.
All right, cool. Good. All right. Well, hey, I'm going to skip question of the week this week.
Okay.
Because we are getting late and I got to get up early tomorrow.
All right.
But I want to talk about what you've been playing. You picked up, or no, you had this last week, but you actually got to dig into some stuff.
Yeah, so I'm going to talk about Metal Gear Solid first on the Vita. Like I said last week, I bought it on Vita Digital, even though I already own the physical game. But I want to buy a portable version of it. And it's good. Like, I played Metal Gear Solid way too many times. More than 10, more than 15, I'd say. This time I'm playing it differently. I'm killing every motherfucker I see. I always play Metal Gear the same way. Always stealth and try not to kill people. I choke them just enough to make them unconscious. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I've played this game so many times one way. Let me just kill everybody on the screen this time.
Yeah.
I always have an arsenal of weapons I never use. So now I'm just like, there's a little dog going towards me. Boom, dead. I don't care. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm sorry. What platform are you playing on?
I'm playing on a Vita.
Okay.
So this is my first. So that's kind of what the story I wanted to say. So this is my first time playing portably Metal Gear Solid. I always played on PS3, PS3 or PS1 or PS2 because it's all backwards compatible. Yeah. So this is my first time. That's why I thought the $5 was worth it, because I always think of it like a portable version of the game, which I don't have. So I'm playing on the Vita, and it actually works well with the touchscreen because the back screen controls the inventory.
Oh, okay.
So it works fine because you don't have to actually like really depend on it. You just tap it and the game freezes so you can scroll through. And the part that I was more like I was looking forward to, like everyone, is the Psycho Mantis part where he's like, you know, you like men. I don't. Or whatever. You ever watch that Egoraptor thing? Metal Gear Awesome? Where he's like, I can see into your mind. You like men. You can read in my mind? No. Fuck. Because he... didn't.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I don't know if I've seen that. I know I've watched, I felt like I've watched all of his videos. I'm going to have to watch
that. That was his first, Metal Gear Awesome.
Yeah, like sequelitis and all that. Fun. Like, yeah.
Anyways. But anyway, so on the Vita, I was all proud and happy for Psycho Mantis because when I played the original Metal Gear Solid, I never had Silent Hill or Castlevania on my memory card. So he goes, you like Castlevania, right? But this time I do because I have the Vita. So I was like, oh, motherfucker, here it comes. He's going to be like, you like Castlevania. You like Silent Hill, all the Konami games, yeah. Right? Because those are all my save file. He goes, let me look into your mind. Your memory is clean. I'm like, what the fuck? No, it's not. I have a whole bunch of like save files there.
But you don't, though, because those are probably all individually emulated instances.
I guess that's the case. But then things got even worse. He's like,
okay.
You want to see my special power? Put the control on the floor. Yes, put it there. And I will move it with my mind. Shush. Shush. And I'm like, it's a Vita. Nothing's happening. It's not rumbling. It's not vibrating. So I'm like, wait, hold on. First off, you embarrassed yourself because you not only did you not read my memory card when I had games in it, you tried to move my Vita when there's no rumble. Everything is backwards. Everything is wrong. So I was very disappointed with that whole scene. Everything that could have gone wrong went wrong.
Is there rumble in the Vita? There isn't, though, is there?
No.
Okay.
But that's what I'm saying. He didn't read my memory card when it had a save file, but he tried to move my controller that didn't. So I'm like, what are you doing? Another thing, there was when you're fighting Psycho Mantis, the screen goes black and it says Hideo in the corner, like your TV went black. But it doesn't do that in the Vita or the PSP version. It just goes boop. And then you just see Solid Snake saying this and Psycho Mantis hovering over him and nothing's happening. And then the game kicks in again. So that whole black screen thing,
yeah.
Not there. Right? It's weird. And then, because I was stuck on this for 2 days, I know you have to switch the controller port on the PlayStation to fight Psycho Mantis because he could read your mind. I didn't know how to do that on the Vita. I was like, Solid Snake's like, Colonel, how do I defeat him? Oh, you got to change the port to port 2. Okay. And I'm like, what the hell does that mean? I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
So forever, I'm trying to like, I'm not looking anything up and I'm trying to fight him and all that. And then I gave up. And I was like, what am I doing? How am I supposed to beat him? Because you're supposed to switch controller port. In the Vita, if you go to other settings, then go to controller, you can assign controller too. I didn't know that. Because I never thought to ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought to ever do that. So then I finally switched to port 2, and now I was able to beat him. And then it had the whole beautiful ending. Another thing I noticed about this game is that they ask a lot of questions back and forth.
Okay.
Like, what are you doing here? I'm looking for Metal Gear. Metal Gear? Yes, Metal Gear. Have you heard? I've heard of Metal Gear. You've heard of Metal Gear? I'm like, okay, come on. Let's go a little bit more. But it's fantastic. I love Metal Gear. I'm on disc 2 already, and I've only been playing for like 3 days.
Okay.
For like a couple of hours here and there. So I'll probably be done by next week, and then I'll probably jump into Shovel Knight. And the other game I've been playing a lot and I actually beat was Super Mario Odyssey. So remember how we said once we see the credits roll, we're done with the game? Super Mario Odyssey, have you beat the game yet?
Yes.
Okay, so it opens up.
The credits in this game is when it starts.
Yes, and that I was very happy about because I found the game easy throughout.
Yes. The real game, like, our Mario game is after the credits. Damn it, I've hit the mic twice tonight. I'm sorry, everybody.
Which is usually the case with Mario games. Like Super Mario 3D World had that too. Where after you beat the game, it's like, now here's the purple levels. Or
oh, yeah.
Purple levels. Here's like the more difficult levels. And they had that with New Super Mario Brothers, where you have the Luigi level and all that, which is like more difficult. So I was surprised. I didn't know that there was more to the game after. Like, I thought I'd go back and get my moon things. But then I saw like those boxes that you couldn't do anything with explode and fucking moon stars go everywhere. And then holy shit. Spoiler alert, Super Mario 64. Oh, I'm so happy. That was beautiful.
Yeah, man.
So also, I found a painting. Go ahead.
How funny was the way they had the story between... I guess, who cares? I guess a spoiler warning for Mario Odyssey. But it cracked me up when, like, after Peach is rescued, she's like, no, I'm good.
She didn't want any of them.
No. She's just like, I'm good.
And then she just travels.
Yeah. I was like,
that was great.
I'm like, that's
fine. I like how he's like over Bowser's shoulder. Like, yeah, it's okay, they're both man. Like,
oh, man. We're both like, it's like fucking chicks, man. Like, it was just so funny. I thought it was really, Well done.
It was well done. Yeah. It
cracked me up. It was really cute.
But when I saw the, I went into one of the paintings in one of the water levels, and I saw the Super Mario 64 castle in the distance. And I was like, oh, that's a cute Easter egg. I didn't think you'd actually be able to play in the Super Mario 64, like, hub.
Yeah, you gotta, like, go through, it's, like, hidden in, like, one of the paintings, isn't it? Isn't that how you got to
No, when you beat the game, you just end up there. At least I did.
Well, that's how you end up there? It was just beating the game? That's where the courtyard and stuff is? Okay.
Yeah, so...
Oh no! Through one of the paintings, it'll spoil it for you. It shows you that when you're on that ledge. That's what you're talking about.
So that's what happened to me. Yeah, but I thought it was just an Easter egg showing me that it's just there. Like here's a little. I misunderstood you.
I thought you saw a painting that had just the painting had the photo on it, but you did.
Oh, I see. That ledge
and you saw it.
Yeah.
I was. So
when I got there, I did all the like little. Side before I went into the castle because I didn't know what was in there, and then I went in there and you hear that din 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 din. I'm like, oh, this is amazing! And I jumped into a painting, and I'm like, holy shit! I didn't even realize I changed the moons to stars like in Super Mario 64. And then I got the fucking 64 outfit when he has like all polygon shape. And I love when games Metal Gear does that. Metal Gear does that with 5 and 4, where you can have like the original Snake polygon look. Oh no! In 4, he goes back to Metal Gear 1 as like a flash. No, he does have a mask on. And in 4, and sorry, in 5, he has the Metal Gear original polygon Snake. I love when games do that or give you the option to go back, like HD, not HD, HD, not HD.
Shadow of the Tomb Raider has that option. The game I'm talking about here in a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can be the old PS1 and whatnot, Lara Croft. There's
I love that shit.
There's like several of them.
Resident Evil 2 remake does the same thing where you can use the polygon shapes.
I didn't.
The polygons are ugly. I love them.
I stuck with the
new model.
Yeah.
See, but in Mario Odyssey, you can switch a bunch of costumes. So right now, I'm playing as Luigi costume because I love green. That's my favorite color. And then I found out this Wario. Like, I didn't look up any costumes, so I didn't know what to expect.
I like that Uncle Sam one with the white like suit. And the white top hat.
Oh yeah, from the wedding one.
Oh, wedding. Okay, yeah. I guess I was picturing like the Uncle Sam style hat.
But the costume is from Mario's history. They didn't just make them up. There's like Mario Maker. There's Dr. Mario. It's so good.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, and like the characters react to the way you look. Like Luigi, when I was in the 64 costume, he's like, "Hey, you look familiar," or "You look." I remember that look or something like that. I don't know. I love some Mario Odyssey. I'm glad it opened up even more. And I plan to play more of it. It's fantastic. I love my Switch.
Tony Hawk Underground 2 lets you play as PS1 Tony Hawk. That's another one.
Oh, really? Wow. There's an Underground 2? Shit. Right. Was that the one with Bam Margera and it's like the
Jackass? Front? I don't know. I don't know, dude.
I didn't know there was an Underground 2. I love Thug, which is Tony Hawk Underground. So we used to call it because we were homeboys.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Really cool. Yeah.
That's why they call it PUBG.
Yeah.
It's the same stupid.
Pony up under. What does PUBG stand for?
Player Unknown's Battlegrounds.
Gotcha. All right. Those are all the games. you're muted. Coughed and you're muted. And...
I'm going to make a confession. I didn't put it on the show. All right. I've been kind of playing a decent bit of a game that I think many people would consider themselves embarrassed to put time into. I've almost beaten the Death Star on Angry Birds Star Wars. Angry Birds Star Wars is awesome. I love that game.
Look at that.
I've got it on my, I've got a Chromebook that like folds around, turned into a tablet.
Okay.
And I'll just fucking sit there and fling birds. Like, there's something phenomenal about Angry Birds.
I like Angry Birds.
I love it.
Voids. I never had a problem with it.
It's just so popular, it gets a lot of crap. But anyways, what I really played a decent bit of was Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
That's
a sequel, right?
It's the third of the...
Gotcha.
The reboot. I was really, really, really close to buying Jedi Fallen Order. It's just in the mood for a third-person kind of action game. And without boring you with details, ended up playing Tomb Raider. It's installed. It's on Game Pass, Games Pass, whatever. So let's get to this. I loved the first two games in the series. And
what was the second one called? Rising Tomb Raider?
Yeah.
And what's the new Star Wars game called?
Fallen Order.
Huh. Rise and Fall. Interesting. Interesting.
So, yes, it's very interesting. It's not as good as the other two so far. I've been watching Tomb Raider the movie. There's been very little.
One?
No. It feels more like it's presenting a movie to me. It's
been oh, gotcha.
Stuff, but I liked the movie with Alicia Vikander.
I didn't watch that
came
one.
Came out like a year or so ago. They followed the video game really closely. I thought she was phenomenal. Like, she's totally believable. The only complaint I had with her performance was she screamed like a little kid sometimes.
Okay.
It was off-putting. Like, it didn't sound
Can you show me an example of what that sounds like?
No. Good try. I almost did. Kaiser's Jolie is my Lara.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No way.
I watched that movie in theaters, and there's a shower scene, and I was so happy, and then it was a guy. I was like, oh, way to trick the audience, you asshole.
Vikander she dunks on Jolie as Lara Croft. Lara Croft, whatever. But there hasn't been much shooting. There hasn't been a lot of puzzles so far. Huh. And I'm probably maybe an hour and a half or so in. So it's a very slow start. But I'm going to keep going because why not? Maybe I should just finish Uncharted. We should finally finish Uncharted 4.
Yeah, aren't you like in chapter like 8 on Uncharted 4?
I'm further than that. I think I have 3 or 4 more chapters to go and I'm done.
I think there's 14 chapters in there.
And I've been playing whatever it is. I'm like through. Okay, then I would be on 8 or whatever.
Wait until the ending. There's a little Easter egg there.
I thought I was on like 16. I thought there was maybe like 20 or so. I don't know. Who cares? Whatever the case.
I'm a liar. I make shit up. So
it doesn't matter. I just need to. I was in the mood to play that kind of a game. I should have just played that instead. But I do want to see the end of Tomb Raider. I couldn't even tell you what really happens in the first two games. But I feel
something about a boat.
Yeah, boats are involved, right? Yes.
The first one was a boat.
But I'm kind of feeling the way you do with series. Like, I feel like I should see the credits of this one because...
Yeah, you got to push through.
Yeah, I like the other two a lot, and I probably will like parts of this one. I don't hate it. It's just I wish I was playing more. I've done not as much climbing or platforming as I expect. That's all.
Which is funny because you said you'd rather be playing Uncharted, and Uncharted's its cutscenes more than the gameplay.
That's my point. Is like this is really egregious. This is even less than Uncharted or the previous iterations of Tomb Raider.
That's surprising.
What's really great is the granularity with the difficulty settings.
Okay.
So you can change the puzzle difficulty, the like combat, and the general gameplay.
That's cool.
So you can make the platforming and all that stuff really forgiving or really hard. The puzzles forgiving or hard, or like the environmental.
It's like Silent Hill.
Okay. Well, that would
Silent Hill was like the difficulty of the game, and then they had puzzles difficulty.
Oh, they're Kojima or not Kojima? They're Konami, not Square, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know that Square just publishes Tomb Raider, but. I would have thought it'd be an interesting coincidence if they had that in common. But it's totally fine so far. We'll see how it keeps going.
Shit, I remember when they announced this game, I felt so bad for the guy. Someone took a picture of someone working on a laptop on a subway that had this title of the game, Shadow of the Tomb Raider. You remember that, right? They took a photo of it and they leaked the photo online. I'm like, oh, that poor bastard. He's just trying to catch up on work on a subway and you ruined his fucking life.
Yeah.
Ah, what a bunch of assholes.
Hey, that's the world, unfortunately.
We're the problem now with freaking these phones and their cameras and all filming each other and, like, guns. Someone saying something stupid and two people would, like, draw, like, the stand and pull out their cameras as fast as they could to record each other. Yeah. It's all just cameras at each other.
Instead of, like, helping, yeah. No, you're right.
Hate them.
Yep.
It's Wild West, man. Ghostbusters.
Because it sucks.
Remake.
Okay, we're not talking no more Ghostbusters. I love Ghostbusters, but we get too hyped on
it. We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
So yeah, I think that's going to be it for the show this week, I guess. I didn't really play too much, so
I'm going to play Super Mario Odyssey for a very long time. Maybe I'll jump into Cuphead at some point, but I can't get away from Super Mario Odyssey.
You're in a good spot. Both of those games are going to always be excellent.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if there's nothing to spoil. It's about enjoying the game. So
yeah. Well, the thing with Cuphead is that I know I have to be in the groove with Cuphead. I can like play a level and come back to it a couple months later. With Cuphead, I have to always be good because it's Cuphead.
Yeah, you can get rusty for sure.
Yeah, and I can't be later levels and be rusty. I have to be good, better at later levels.
You know, though, there is to a point, yeah, but don't let that like overwhelm you or scare you too much. You'd be surprised how quickly it'll come back to you.
Okay, because I know that like you can unlock new stuff, and I don't want to forget how to do that. Like the 3-piece shooter and all that stuff. Like I want to know off the top of my head, press this button and it'll show up.
Yeah.
Because when I played it, I forgot about the double or like the supercharged attack that you.
Yeah, it'll that inventory system is not that complicated either. So that also you're like, crap, I forgot what button or what combo I liked on what, but there's only a handful of options. So you just kind of pick some that you remember, and then you're like, it just starts to come back like, oh, I do want my spread shot on this button, because you will make some movement and it'll snap back for you.
Because I don't want to stop playing Odyssey, because I didn't want to beat it because I don't want to finish. You know when you're like having too much fun with a game, you don't want it to end? But then I saw that it opened up so much more, and I'm nowhere near being tired of the game, and I've been playing for God knows how many hours, and I'm like, I'm going to stick with this until I either do everything or I get tired of it.
I think that's smart.
So,
I think that's really good.
Kind of if I stop now, I'm never coming back.
Yeah. And, be patient with Cuphead, man. It's going to be amazing in 30 years.
I will beat it. I will beat it. I know I will.
I look forward to, you absolutely beat it. You'll be able to beat it. You beat Rogue Legacy. So that game's just as hard. That's a freaking amazing game.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, everybody, thank you very much for listening to the show. We don't have any feedback because I released the episode yesterday, so we don't have any comments on the last podcast or whatnot. But if you do want to interact with us or have any feedback, you can send an email to classicelite@gmail.com or you can leave a comment on the YouTube video if you would like. You can follow Kevin at retro_pixel_love on Instagram and retro relapstick on Twitter. Want to thank Ben Landis very much for letting us use his song Through the Forest as our intro music. Shout out to Cubby for Tidal Force as our outro music. Our RSS feed is available at our website, classicelite.com, but we're also on pretty much all the podcast apps except, I am working on, I made some steps to get us on Spotify, so I just need to, and next year we will be on Spotify. I will get us there on there, okay? I'm going to set a goal there. On social media, if you want to get a hold of either of us, our handle is Classic Elite, and that's at Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and all that kind of stuff. We're not really using SoundCloud anymore, so you can check out what you see over there if you want. We do have Amazon affiliate links, so they are updated from last time. We have trials that are available for Twitch Prime or Audible or Amazon Family or just our overall links. If you like the sound of our microphones, we have links there. If you go to Amazon and you buy something, we will get a commission. So if you'd like to passively support the channel and you shop at Amazon, please help us out to help cover the cost. We don't require very much to keep the show free for me. That's really what it comes down to, right, Kevin?
Yeah. I don't money need right now.
It sucks to pay out of pocket. We operate in a deficit here, classically.
Yeah.
We don't have ads and all that kind of stuff. So It is what it is. So if you like shopping at Amazon and you want to support us like Dumbass does, then please do that. That's going to be it for the show. So everybody, thank you very much for listening to episode 306 of the Classic Fleet Podcast. Shout out to our good buddy Down Under, Retro Kaiser, for hanging out. It is lunch hour with us again. Good to see you.
And reminder, next week is going to be our last podcast of the year.
Next week will be the last podcast of the year. Yes.
Because uh-huh. We're probably going to take like 2 weeks off after for we Christmas. Will. And...
Yeah, almost definitely.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll do a podcast on the 18th of December. Today's the 11th. Then we probably won't record again until January 8th. So.
Yep. And we'll do our top 100 games of the year.
Of all time.
Yeah, of all time.
It'll be a 5-hour banger.
Yep. Be great.
It'll be awesome. So. Alrighty, everybody, you have a good one, and we will see you next week for episode 307.
Peace! That's my new thing.